This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we got no issues with that, man. Like, I don't think that's going to be the issue around here. You know, that guy's carried us. That guy's got us to the point where we're 6-6, first place in the division, still got everything in front of us. No, but despite what happens today, it's up to us to bounce back and find a way to win football games. And there's no better man in 18 to go do that for us.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, they're still in the driver's seat, pretty much. They are, technically, if you talk about the tie breaks and everything. They're still in the first place in the division. You know, we're rightfully where you want to be right now. Things aren't going well, but yet you're there. Tampa's right behind you. We got a big-time win yesterday against Carolina on the road. And you want to compare schedule to schedule. On paper, it looks like the Falcons have a harder schedule than the Bucs do. Now, anything can happen on a Sunday. We all know that. But, yeah, I mean, when he was asked the question yesterday, I didn't anticipate anything but that answer.
No, that was what the answer was.
It wasn't going to be, we'll evaluate. Yep. It wasn't none of that. It was right there, shutting it down for the week. Yep. He could be asked about it again. And all you got to do is go back and say, I say what I say on Sunday.
That was Raheem Morris again after the game yesterday being asked if they would consider a quarterback change. He'll be asked about it again every time he talks to the media this week.
And all you got to do is keep referring to that.
Yeah, and I bet he will.
Yeah.
I bet he will. I don't know if the answer will change at all as the week goes on. I'm sure when Dukes and Bell talk to him on Wednesday, they'll find a way to ask him about the quarterback as well, because you have to. The quarterback just threw four interceptions and cost you a winnable game, and now you're 6-6. You were 6-3. And playing the bum-ass Saints who fired their coach, and now you're 6-6. And the quarterback, who's, like, again, said all the right things for sure, but like he's played 12 games. He hasn't carried us anywhere. Like 12 games is it. Like it's okay to ask about what you're doing at that position with a guy who's played 12 games as a Falcon. The last three, he's thrown zero touchdowns and six interceptions.
Yes. And, so hold on.
If he carried you there.
He said how many fumbles?
Four fumbles.
Four more, okay.
So I don't know. Yeah. He's carried you to 6-6. The last three haven't been carried at all.
It's bad.
It's been, what's the opposite of carried? Dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dropped three in a row, in large part, because the quarterback hadn't played good. We talked about it before the bye. It was like, if you want to talk about all the different stuff that's not going right, that's fine. And they got blown out by the Broncos, and that sucked. The quarterback's not playing good enough.
No.
And then they came back from the bye week. And he threw four interceptions.
A bye week against a team that played Monday night across country.
Like, that's the whole conversation.
And if you're – now, anything – the most important thing about any football game is you win. But I know Jim is like, damn, we won this game. Because they didn't do anything.
I bet he had some wild quotes about that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't do anything.
Oh, he did. He said, lad is a gift from the football gods.
Yeah.
He said some weird stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't really do anything.
No.
They didn't run it. Jarvis Dustin Herbert couldn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, they won.
Yes.
They made some plays on defense that were presented to them.
Yes.
On a platter.
Yeah.
By a quarterback who's not playing good. I don't know. It doesn't sort of check in on, like, the direction of the arrow. The arrow's not pointed.
No, it is not.
That way. Probably not even sideways. That arrow's going that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a down arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's about to be a collapse.
It
feels slippery.
It feels like it's about to be a collapse, Andy.
It just, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just has, we've, because unfortunately we've been here before.
Yes.
Right? Like this team's, you know, it just has the symptoms. It has the symptoms of a real tough finish to a season.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
to work. Now, I'm not throwing in the towel.
No.
Or nothing like that.
Mean,
no.
You know.
I'm not going to throw in the towel. I just said feel. It just feel. When the last time they've been tied, when the last time they've been in first place this late December?
I don't know. They probably tied for it last year or something.
Okay. I can't remember.
I think not. But, like, that's the other thing.
They're
is
all starting to run together.
Here's the other part of that, though, is, like, yeah, you are tied for the lead in the division in December. I mean, this division's terrible.
It don't matter.
Well.
It don't matter.
It kind of does,
No, it
though.
Doesn't matter because you win it, you're in the second
season. I understand that.
That's why it don't matter. How bad is it? You can only play the division that you placed in.
I know.
I remember they rezoned them.
I know.
And they wanted the South to all be together.
I know. And they've done good against their own division.
Mm-hmm.
When they play the other teams that aren't in the division, they've done really bad.
Yes.
And really bad. So it does matter because you play all those other teams.
I get it.
11 of your games are against teams that aren't in your division.
Reason. All that does not matter
it
right now.
It does matter.
Because you got five games. They got five winnable games.
Here's why it matters.
They got five winnable games.
Because you only have one left against your division.
I agree.
You got out to a great lead because you played your bum-ass division.
They have five winnable games.
And four of them are against your non-division. Look, you're going to... Look. Well, I'm not going to say anything definitively.
No.
I'm not going to say anything definitively because the next one's against a very good team, and that's going to be a hard one to win. You should beat the Raiders.
I don't know.
You should beat the Giants. I don't know. You should beat the Panthers, but the Panthers took the Bucks to overtime yesterday.
And the young quarterback is playing
pretty
good.
Playing better. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
How many next five they got to get? At least four. Two?
At least three.
At least three.
Yeah, because they got to be 9-8, right? Like, because they're both 6-6.
Right.
You got to think the Bucks are going to be 9-8 the way they're playing and what their schedule looks like.
Quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, Falcons might be too. I don't know.